Yesterday, we heard from Trevor Wallace, Provincial Nutrient Management Specialist, about the wintering site assessment and design tool. Today, Trevor continues to explain how the tool can help producers.
It looks a little bit at the feeding area. It looks at where it is and how you're doing the feeding. It looks at runoff patterns with questions around runoff. It looks at bedding and shelter, how you're doing that, how you're moving it. And again, because the bedding and shelter is another place where nutrients can be deposited or moved from the feeding area to where they're bedding, unless those are in the exact same location. It looks at the water system management, what you're using for watering and how you're monitoring or managing the access to that watering system, and what are the risks around that, both to the watering system itself and to neighboring water systems or from a runoff perspective, and of course, post-site management, looking at, okay, knowing what nutrients we're bringing onto a site in the feed and how it's being distributed on the site based on how we're managing those animals, swath grazing moving it across or bale grazing where it's concentrated in a small area, what are you doing on the site afterwards to manage and use those nutrients? How can you take advantage of the nutrients you're bringing on the site is basically what post-site management is. And does that involve simple harrowing because you're doing it on a perennial just to break up the bedding site area and allow the crop to come up, or are you working it up and cropping it, you know, and taking those nutrients into consideration to reduce your fertilizer bill? A lot of our winter feeding systems, we can do some very targeted feeding for the purpose, intended purpose, of building soil quality. So we feed on areas that are poor soil quality because of the manure being deposited, because of the feed coming in and adding organic material to the site to help build soil quality. So it can be a very targeted program depending on which way you look at it. Some people look at it, the winter feeding, I'm planning on what I'm going to do and where I'm going to do it because I want to build soil quality, or I want to take advantage of the nutrients in this cropping system. Other way of looking at it is just coming from I want to minimize impact, and so I'm doing it, going to feed here, I'm going to feed there because I'm not losing those nutrients, I'm not affecting runoff, the areas are not flooding, so there's nothing leaving the site, so I can pick where I want to go.
The Wintering Site Assessment and Design Tool is available by calling Alberta Agriculture's publication office at 1-800-292-5697.